Okay, today's daf is Shviyas, daf Samach Dalet 64, and we continue in the eighth parak of Maseches Shviyas, and we are in the halachos shel imum. What are the halachos of imum? The cloudy, unclear, obscure halachos. The Gemara quoted one of them. It said that's the our Mishnah, because we're not exactly sure what the chiluk of our Mishnah is, where our Mishnah says on Samach Gimel Amabez that depending on the lashon, it sounds like it's a lashon issue. Depending on the lashon that one uses, would determine whether the money that one gives to a worker is going to have kedusha shvius. Right? The Mishnah said, if somebody says Heilucha Isser Zeh v'lakot li yerek hayom, right, take this isar and gather for me vegetables today. So then that's schar mutter. So then that schar is mutter. That's not considered paying for the vegetables. Lakot li bo yerek hayom. Gather for me with it, Yerek Hayom. Right? So that sounds like picking Easter's worth of vegetables. There's Schara Usser, then it's going to have Kedusha. What's the difference? So it doesn't sound like there's so much of a difference. That's why the Gemara says, we're not exactly sure what the difference is, but Mishum, we want people to be able to do business properly. So therefore, we would allow this, and there's some type of Svara given for the Chilik. What looks like schorah, what doesn't look like schorah. Then we quoted Taman Tanina, and we quoted another chilik by Maaser Sheni, which is another halacha of Shel Imum, that it's not 100% clear what the chilik is, but the Chazal gave a heter, where a person talks about bringing the fruit up to Yerushalayim. Some of the Maaser Sheni fruit. A person should not say to their friend, Ha'ala Saber Se'ela Yerushalayim L'chalik, right, that you should get a portion as a payment for schlepping, right, that's not allowed. Because you can't use your Maaser Sheni in order to pay wages. So if it's about, if it's viewed as paying for the transport, that would not be allowed. But if it's about, we'll split it when we get there, so then that would be allowed. So again, it's a little difficult to pinpoint exactly the chilek, but that's another example of halachos shel imum hi. So we're going to have a few others of those, few other examples of those as we continue in our Gemara say today. So Taman Tanina. So we learned it in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos discusses various isurei derabanan that are put into place because we want to make sure that there's no masu matan on Shabbos, there's no anything that smacks of business on Shabbos, any lashon that's used on Shabbos. So the Mishnah there towards the end of Shabbos says, "Shor alad mechadera, a person could borrow from their friend on Shabbos, kadi yain v'kadi shemen, jugs of wine and jugs of oil, ubilvad shelo yomar lo halveni. As long as one doesn't use the lashon of lend me halveni." Right, you could say hashileni. You could say hashileni is from the word she'ela, to borrow. Halveni is not halveni, is usually used in the context of money. But the Mishnah said difficult to know. Again, the exact chiluk the Gemara says. The Gemara there talks about it, but you can't use the lashon of halveni, just hashileni. So ma bein omer halveni, ma bein omer hashileni. What's the difference between those two lashonos? They both basically mean lend me. Very similar. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yonasan, mihilcha shel imum hi. Right? These are one of those unclear halachas that we know. We want people to be able to borrow, basic necessities on Shabbos that they might need, oil and wine. So the Rabbanu or Mekel, if you use a little different lashon that doesn't smack as much of business language. Look in the Ras Yerliyahu, he explains some of the background. Ubavachalo yomar lo halveni, v'taima mefarish hasam. Because the Gemara there in Shabbos explains, the lashon halva asur, a language of a halva, that's usually used by money. And usually, when you borrow money, what happens? Gzeira shemi yichtov. You usually write it down in order to remember that you owe money, that he owes you money. So therefore, Chazal did not allow midrabanan. First of all, money's muksa. But even the language of halva, you can't use. Included in, you might come to write it down. The halva ino chazeras ba'en, because a halva, something usually by money or anything in the lashon halva, does not go back the item itself. The ein mimaharim lifroa v'regilim lichtov. If you borrow money, you're not giving back that same money; it's being used, and therefore you write it down to remember what to give back. Alvo she'ela, but usual borrowing she'ela, I borrow a spoon. And I give back the spoon. I will she'ela hadra ba'ein. So I don't have to write that down. I know this is yours. It's not like money I'm going to use and I'm going to pay you back in 4 months different money. I have to write it down. She'ela, if I have your item, usually I'll see your item, I'll remember, oh, this is so-and-so's. I'm going to return it. Ein regilin lichtov. So that's what Chazal said. You could use that lashon on Shabbos. Hashi'ileni, not halveni. V'yav agav da'acha lo hadra be'en. And even though in this case of the wine and the oil, it's not going back ba'en. It's kind of like money. So the lashon of halva is more appropriate. Bikamakam kiyamar. But lashon she'ela mitkadacher. But the fact that you're using a different lashon, that will remind you, oh, don't write it down. It's Shabbos. She'ela. V'lo asilam b'chtav, and you won't come to write. And the Rasilio continues, ve'natam bar kolka. And this isn't such a strong distinction. Because if you're not going to return it ba'en, then even if you use the lashon of she'ela, you might come to write it down. So there shouldn't be such a chiluk. But we allowed it. Lafichach itiru b'dochach mishum oneg Shabbos al yedei imum. But because we want people to enjoy themselves on Shabbos, therefore we would allow this little chiluk to say the lashon of hashileni instead of halveni because of oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if we can be medayik, but oneg Shabbos, he does not say covet Shabbos. And oneg Shabbos. They're based on the same psukim in the end in Yeshayo and Perek Nun Ches, where the Yeshayo describes v'kibadato and mimso chefzacha v'davar davar. The Rambam quotes this lashon in the last perek of Besecha of Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Shloshim, 30th perek. Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos, shleim enatorv, shleim edivir sofrim. The Rambam says there are four mitzvos that are mentioned regarding Shabbos, two midaraisa, two midarabanim, heim b'farashim, adi ha-neviim. And they are all explained by the neviim. She b'torah zachar v'shamar. In the Torah, the two are zachar v'shamar. And v'shenis parashim, adi ha-neviim, kavod v'oneg. And kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos comes from Yishayo, shenemar, v'karas v'la-shabbos oneg, v'la-kadosh Hashem michubad. Kavod and oneg. So what's the difference between kavod and oneg? So, it's not broadcast in the Rishonim what the difference is, but the Vilna Gaon is medayik based on the examples that the Rambam gives. The Rambam in Hilchas, in there, in Perek Shloshim, the Rambam says, Ezeo Kavod, what is Kavod Shabbos? Again, sometimes we use it interchangeably. We say, oh, the Kavod Shabbos. But the halachic definition of Kavod and Oneg, so the Rambam's examples are, what is Kavod? Zeshav Rechachamim. Mitzvah l'adam lirchos panav yadav aragla b'cham erev Shabbos, taking a shower on erev Shabbos, that is a mitzvah, kavod Shabbos. Misatif b'tzitzis, and gathering and wearing tzitzis, wearing special clothing, v'yoshev b'kovid rosh, and sitting with bated anticipation, bated breath. Miyachel akpalas b'nei ha-shechina, k'moshu yotzi l'gras ha-melech. So I'm excited for a meeting with the king. I'm excited for a meeting with the Shabbos Malka. The great Chachamim used to gather in groups with their students on Erev Shabbos umis atvim and wear special garbs. To wear nice clothing. V'cholu, and the Rambam describes, even if you don't have any nice clothing, different clothing, at least dress differently. Put your belt a little further down in your toga, the Rambam says. Because that's a royal way. Even if you have the same robe, you know, if somebody's poor, they can't switch robes. So at least put your belt a little lower, because that's how the higher up nobility walks around. Interesting, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to have a big meal. This is a losase, shev al tase. Don't have a big meal on Erev Shabbos so that you go into Shabbos with an appetite, and that's also Kavod Shabbos. These are all examples of Kavod Shabbos. And setting your table on Erev Shabbos v'chulu. And then the Rambam later on says, Ezehu Oneg. What's Oneg? The Rambam says, Oneg is creating a situation where you can enjoy yourself. Shazorach Latakin Tafshel Shamein Biyoser. The Rambam doctor says, you have to have a real fatty dish. Umashke Mevusam L'Shabbos. Hakolafi Mamono Shaladam. V'cholam Arbe Ba'otzoz Shabbos U'petikano Macholam Rabim V'tovim Harezeh Meshubach. Figure out how many times the Rambam uses the Lashon of Harezeh Meshubach outside of Pesach. But here he says, if you have more Oneg Shabbos, v'men yadom ha-seges, afilu osa el shelek, v'chayot zibo, hareza Oneg Shabbos. V'en chayav l'atzer l'atzmo, v'chulu, and he continues. So the Vilna Gaon is bedayik in all of these Rambams and says, and then there are one more lashon, achilas basar v'shtias yayin b'shabbos, Oneg Allah. Says the Gra, everything you do before Shabbos is kavod Shabbos. Everything you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. That's the Gra's chilek. There are other chilukim of the Gra in Hilchas Yontif. In Tavkuf Chavtes, where he talks about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has kavod, not oneg. Right? Yom Kippur, you put a nice tablecloth on and you have nice clothing that you wear. There's kavod. There's no oneg. There's no oneg on Yom Kippur. There's spiritual oneg, but there's no physical oneg on Yom Kippur. Kabdeo b'ksus, he said, my defleva kodesh ha-mechubad zeh Yom Kippurim. She'em bo, kabdeo b'ksus nekiya, ha-bishah yantif tzarech machol u'mishteh b'ksus nekiya, v'zo she'omar kamo b'shabes, v'kodesh ha-shabes oneg, v'chulu, that's what it seems like from the gra, that's tafkuf chavtes, that's how others expand on the gra. But that is covered in Oneg. But here we have the difference. Hashileni Alveni, the Gemara says, and the Rashi quotes it, this is allowed in order to enjoy yourself on Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. Next example. So he said, Amar Zeb Shem Rabbi Yonos HaMilcha Shel Imam Hu, it's one of those halachas. Piton, next halacha that is unclear of the exact chilik of why there's a distinction. Piton, that's Pas Akum, their bread. So we know from Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, and that area, that Chazal targeted baked goods made by non-Jews and cooked goods made by non-Jews, Pas Akum, Bishol Akum, cheese, Gvinas Akum, Chalav Akum, all of these are totally deserve their own shear, and each one of them is not exactly the same. Some, like milk, were nervous about kashrus. By milk, we're nervous that if a Jew doesn't see the non-Jew milking, or is in a situation, the Gemara says, if the Jew is not sitting outside, where if he would stand up, he would be able to see the guy milking. So then the guy has mirtas, he's nervous, so there it's an issue of kashrus. But pas, and by bishul, the issue is not kashrus, the issue is chasnus, the issue is intermarriage. Not that we think that there's going to be something not kosher put in, but we think that even if we know 100% the ingredients are all kosher, we're nervous about the social interaction between the nations and the religions, and therefore worried about intermarriage. So that's what Chazal targeted Pas and Akum. So Pitan, there is a heter, as we'll see, by bread, which goes into this category of Hilchos Shel Imam. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Odi Hilchos Shel Imam. This is also. Well, what exactly is it? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Kashisi kumei Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Yes, in front of Yaakov Baracha. Ma'al mehilcha shel imum hu. What is the unclear, obscure halacha in the world of Pas Akum? Kach ani omer. Bimakom, again, we're going to switch the gears a little bit based on the Marasilio. So, bimakom shepas Yisrael mitsuya. In a time, in a place where bread of a Jew, meaning baked bread of a Jew, is common. You can find plenty of bread of a Jew. Bidinu shitei pas akum asura. It should be that pas akum is asur. Right? Not everything. Here, the Bavli and the Rishonim don't have the exact same shakla vitaria. And that's why the Rishonim, figuring out how to paskin, have to look at the Bavli and the Rishonim and put it all together. So, and there's questions about this girsa. So the whole thing is very challenging to come up with a maskana. But let's read according to at least one of the versions that we're going to read. So in a place where there's plenty of baked bread by a Jew. So you should say that that's not hard. Pas akum should be aser, meaning a bread baked by a non-Jew should be aser. V'im amu alei v'hiti ruhu. And they made it a little obscure, and they matired it. We're going to add in a line now that appears in the Ras Leo, right? So, is that the heter? Is that what's not so clear? That in a place where a Jew's bread is, there's plenty of Jewishly baked bread. So really, non-Jew's bread should be usher, but they matired it. Or, now I'm reading from the Shinin Yischos here, but for the Maaseh Elio, O b'makom she'ein pas Yisrael mitsuya, or the opposite, the other is unclear, in a place where Jewishly baked bread is not available, b'dinu she'tei pashal akamutaris. We should say then, bread is a staple of society, so we should say that the bread of a non-Jew should be mutter, because it's hard to get the Jewishly baked bread. V'imimu alevi v'asaru. And that was the confusion. They said, no, it's usher. It's usher across the board, even if it's hard to get. So, is the obscure halacha a heter or an iser? That was the question that Rabbi Yossi asks Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Again, is it in a place where there's plenty of Jewishly baked bread, it should be usher to get to eat the non-Jew's bread, and yet it's mutter? Or the opposite, in a place where it's hard to get the Jew's bread, so there we should say it's mutter, but we say it's still usher. The Rabbanan says it's still usher. So which is it? V'yabar Rabbi Mana answered that, v'yish imam l'iser. Do you ever find an unclear halacha about, not described exactly, l'iser? The Rabbanan, can, if something is Asr, they can make a heter obscure and not exactly explain it so well. But in Isr, Isr got to be clear cut. So for sure, shouldn't it be that it's the heter that we don't fully understand? Says the Gemara. Let's just read the whole thing and then we'll talk about it. Lamaskana upas lo kedavshile akumi. Well, isn't baked goods like cooked goods like bishul akum? Shouldn't we compare them? And kachanu amrim. Do we say bimakum shatavshile yisrael enem mitsuyim sham? Do we say where you can't get cooked items by a Jew? Again, this is all where we know the food is kosher. This is all where we, if the food, we're not sure if it's the food is kosher, then for sure it's aser. But even in the case, given that all the food is kosher, but you know it was cooked by a non-Jew, so by bishalakim, do we say b'makam shetavshili yisrael enim mitsuyim sham, where cooked items of a Jew are not available? B'dinu shetavshili akum mutarin, right? And it should be that tavshili akum are mutar v'im amu alehim v'asrim. And no, we say by bishalakim, it's always aser. There's no heterim by bishalakim if it violates what the rules of Bishul Akum is also across the board. So too by Pas Akum, we should say the Isser is clear. The Isser is clear. Bishul Akum is Asser and Pas Akum is Asser. So what must be what's unclear? What's a little confusing? We don't understand it, but the Rabbanan said it, the Heter. It must be that they said something is Mutter, some Pas is Mutter, but we're not exactly sure why, but we'll take it. We'll take it because maybe it was more difficult as we'll see, to find bread. So even in cases where it's plenty of Jewish bread, we'll still say it's mutter. So just like by Bishul Akum, the Isser is clear, so too by Pas Akum, the Isser is also clear. So what should be unclear? The Heter. Ela Kain Haya B'makam She'ein Pas Yisrael Mitzuyas. In a place where Jewishly baked bread is not so common, B'dinu Shedei Pas Akum Asura. It still should be Asura across the board. V'im Amu Alei V'tiru Mebnei Chayei Nefesh. But they matted it because of chayei nefesh. Lamaskana. That is why, if you look in the Rishonim, if you look in the Tosfos and the Rashba in Avodah Zarah, and you look in the Rishonim quoted in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Yud Beis in Yeridaya, that's why there are more coolers when it comes to Pasakum than by Bishalakum. Though we don't fully understand it, you look in the Gemara, it's not fully, but here it says chayei nefesh. Here it's beferish, meaning it was very, the Chazal asked all of these to prevent intermarriage, chasnus. But it was much more difficult to hold up the Pas Akum halachas than the Bishul Akum halachas. Because, you know, maybe if the Jew is traveling, he'd be able to, like, make his own, get a pot and cook his own stuff. But bread? There were bakeries all over, but you have to know it's kosher. But it was bread is a staple of society. Bread is a staple of what they, you know, lived by. It was too difficult. So it was also, to use the language of some, a gzeira she'ena tzibur yachal lamod bo. It was a decree that was too hard. It was too hard. And part of a din d'rabbanan is that it has to be able to be fulfilled by most of Klal Yisrael. And if it can't, it's memela evaporates. Memela was never accepted. So that is why. That's already, again, mentioned here. Again, we don't fully, the rabbanan, maybe when they made the din, didn't put in any automatic heterim, but Lamaisa became mutter. Lamaisa became mutter, and that's why Lamaisa, Bishul Akum is a halacha, and Pas Akum is a chumrah in halacha. Me'ikir adin, Pas Akum, again, as long as you know all the ingredients are kosher, would be mutter. Again, during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, there are those that are machmir, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. But that is the difference between Pas and Bishul. Let's do one more line. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kesrin Mishem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Kedivrei Mishu Matir, Ubelvad Minapalter. Okay, you could go by the Matir, but only from a professional commercial baker. A palter, what's called pas palter, bread from a bakery, meaning that's different than a private individual neighbor that's making you bread. Private individual neighbor making you bread, says this line of the Gemara, that was not us, sir. That was not Matir. You want to say, what became mutter? Commercial bread where there's no personal relationship anyway. You go into a bakery, and the bakery bakes for the whole city, so you go buy some. So there's no personal relationship. So that's what's mutter, pas palter. But pas palabayas, but a personal bread, that wasn't mutter. That wasn't mutter. And then you have the next line, v'lo avdin kein. What does that mean? V'lo avdin kein. Just here on the page, you have the Marafolda, the Rasilio. What does that mean? V'lo avdin kein, the Marafolda says, that was their chumra. Klomer heinech miru, abaleinu of dekein, elafilu shabalabayas mutter im ein sham palter akum. Right, the Marafolda says, no, that's just an extra chumra, but Doesn't mean that we really hold like it. Says the Ratzir Leo, no. Lo Adikim means, Avagav Mikilin Lachirim Lo Yerosim Lachel Atzmon. Totally different shot. He said, no, no. Even though they gave that heter for Paspalter for others, they didn't rely on the Paspalter heter. It doesn't talk about the Balabayas heter. So, okay, Machlokas Rishonim. Big Machlokas Rishonim about Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch, the different opinions are quoted in Kufyud Beis. Kufyud Gimel is Bishul Akum, but Kufyud Beis is a pas. So again, there's definitely more heterim by palter, right? All packaged items that we buy, that's all considered pas palter. There's no specific relationship between the workers and the companies. We don't even know where the company is and the consumer, right? So that's pas palter. And Meikar Adin, that's what here Kufyud Beis is. Right, dine pas shall ovdei kochavim. Asru chachavim lechol pas shal amamin. Ovdei kochavim, ishim chasnos. Shulchan Aruch. It's asru chachavim asru to eat baked items of a non-Jew. Again, all the ingredients are kosher. I watch them start to finish. It's all kosher mahadran ingredients. Va'afil b'makam delekha chasnos asru. And even if there's no chash of chasnos, right, the goy doesn't have any children, it's still asru. Below Asur, Allah Pasra, Chabisha, Beni Dagon, only the five grains, not rice and kidneyos, Vachulu, that's not. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Mekomos, Sheregilin, Mekilin Bedavar. There are those that are Mekel, Velochim Pasmi, Nachtom, Ovde Kochavim, Bimakam, Shein Sham, Nachtom, Yisrael, Mebreshi, Shasat Chak. There are those that buy baked goods from a non-Jew in a place where Jewishly baked goods aren't available. Because it's Shasat Chak. The Yesh Omrim says the Ramad, the Filim Makam Shabbat Yisrael Matzui Shari. Right? There are some that say, even if you're on the shelf, you just like the non-Jewishly baked goods better. Right? It's plenty, right on the shelf. It's still Mutter. Still Mutter, the Ramad quotes. Avo Pasha Balabatim. But Balabatim meaning private bakers. Ein Shamim Shemor Balahakel, says the Shulchan Aruch. I don't like that heter. Shikar Akzirim Shav Chasas Vim Yocha Pas Balibatim Yavo Lisod Etzlam. The Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Beis sounds like no, but there's no heter of Pas Balibatim. Pas Balibatim. Then there are other later on, there are other studim even laheter there. B'makim Shinago, he quotes later on. But anyway, this is an important principle. But again, it's different than Bishul. Bishul doesn't have any of these heterim. Bishul Akam is Bishul Akam. The only Aterim of Bishul Akam have nothing to do with Tzorech. It has to do with, well, if it's not Bishul Akam, we know one of the three built-in requirements. I wouldn't call it a leniency. It's just that if any of these are true, then it's not Bishul Akam. It's not that you could be Mekel, even though it's Bishul Akam. Number one, if it's eaten raw, right? Nechel Kamoshu Chai. If something can be eaten raw, so the Gemara says that there's no Bishul Akam because it's not considered that he did anything for you. So Nechel Kamoshu Chai. Number two is Ola al Shulchan Malachim. It has to be a chush of food. That's the trickiest one to figure out. What's a chush of food? It'll be served at a wedding. Everything will be served at a smorgasbord. What wouldn't be served at a smorgasbord? Eggs. Or you go to a morning, bris. That's a tricky one to use lamaisa. Ola al Shulchan Malachim. What's not? But the other one is, it has to be total processed by the guy start to finish. If a Jew took part in any part of the process, turning on the fire, putting the food on the fire in the first place, stirring it if it's not cooked yet. So all of those are built in heterim. And again, it's a big topic, but that's Bishul. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we spoke about other Imum Halachas. We have the Hilcha Shabbos, and now we have so we had Arachayim, and then we had Yaradeya. Right, and now we have now we get back to Shemitah. Velo Reb Shimon Lakish Amar. So Reb Shlakish, now we have Machlokas, Reb Shlakish, and Reb Yochanan. We're going back onto the case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah spoke about hiring somebody to get vegetables for you. So Reb Shimon Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, "B'mara lo es hayarak." Switch that gear. Saw the cases where he showed him the area of vegetables to harvest. She'enu ela kenotzin lo schar raglo. If he shows him the exact vegetable area, the vegetable patch to harvest, so that's where the money is clearly only for his work. It's not for the vegetables. You know, harvest this area. So Reish Lakish says that's where we could say the money does not have kusha shvius. He's paying him for his avoda. Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, it's not like there's a chilek in language. We were trying to be medayik in the language. He said, "Isser lakot li bo, lakot li yer." So Rish Lakish, no. The heter is when he shows him the vegetables. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afil lo her lo kamisha her lo. Even if he didn't show him, it's ki'ilu he showed it to him. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the chilek is in language, As we said, it doesn't matter if it's showed, if it's not showed. So now the Gemara says, I got a brisa for Reish Lakish, I got a brisa for Rabbi Yochanan. Or argues on each one. Masisa pliga Reish Lakish, we have a brisa that argues on Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish says, the only heter is if where you showed him, Balabas showed the worker this area. So we have the following brisa, where it seems like it was not showed, and it's still mutter in certain cases. The Tani the brisa says, somebody hires a worker to bring wine for a chole, or an apple, if we would translate tapuach as an apple, or other type of citrus fruit, or a different type of fruit, if he brings it, then he has to pay him. He has to pay him. Right? Even if it wasn't needed by the time he brought it. Let's say the chola got better, or he's paying him for the job. That's called paying him for the job. V'im lav, and if he doesn't bring it, ain't no chayv litin lo. If he didn't do the job, he doesn't have to pay him. Avalam amar lo yayin lichole mimakom ploni, tapuach lichole mimakom ploni. But if he says, wine for a chola is in that place, bring it. Tapuach lichole. Ben she'evi, ben shelo evi, chayv litin lo. That lashon is more saying, I'm paying you for the work. Schar raglav hunosin lo. Okay, what exactly is the chilek? A little different in the lashon, but clearly in the second half, he just says, bring it from there. He's paying him for the work, Reish Lakish says, but he didn't specify and show him exactly the house, did he? Ma'avid le'Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish just said that, when do you say that it's clearly paying him for the work? Only if he shows him the vegetable patch. So here he has to show him the house, but he's not. He just said, bring me wine from that place. Against Reish Lakish, answer, Pata la b'marlo. Yeah, okay, must be. That Bryce is where Reish Lakish would say, that Bryce is about where Dafka did. He says, see that house over there? Bring me the wine from there. So that's a case where he's paying him for the work. And therefore, the Bryce would be okay, would fit in for Reish Lakish. We'll make a comment about that, but let's first finish the Rabbi Yochanan one. Matiza pliga Rabbi Yochanan. You also have a chilek. You have a problem from the following Bryce for Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said it depends on the language. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if you don't show him, like Reish Lakish said, it's Kielu you showed him. So we'll see. That doesn't seem to be the case here. Detani lo yomar adam lachaveiro, a person who's an ashir. An ashir should not say to his friend, the ani, halacha diner zeh v'haveli leket ayom. Right? The problem here is going to be, there's an owner of a field. Obviously, the owner of a field can't take his own leket and pay up, right? But he could let the ani get it, and then he could buy it from the ani. That's okay, if I give it to the ani. So how do you, if I have an ani worker in my field, what lashon can I use that would mean that it's his and I'm buying it from him? Or other lashon would be if he's just taking it for me and I'm paying him for his work, that would not be allowed. Right, so you got to be careful with your lashon. So the brisa says, a person and the ashiya, the balabai, shouldn't say to the anif, halacha diner zeh, here's a money, v'haveli leket ayom, get me leket. Right, you can't say that because that's kielu, like he's your worker and he's picking the leket for you. Haveli pe ayom, you can't say that. Ella omerlo, or what he should say is beleket shetavili hayom, bepeya shetavili hayom. Here's money, the leket that you're going to bring me, that pay that you're going to bring me, it's yours. And I'm going to pay you for it, right? So that is allowed. V'chenet amotzi b'ben Levi. Same thing with the ben Levi getting my serishon. That would be okay. So one second. V'harei lo hera lo. But if you're paying him for his work, but it's really his leket, but again, here he didn't show him. According to you, Reb Yochanan, showing him the area is kilu. The same thing. You show him, you didn't show him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you showed him or not. V'yat amar kamisha hera lo. And you say, it's kilu. It was showed to him, ma'avilei Reb Yochanan. So what would Reb Yochanan say? Reb Yochanan is makel in the earlier case, even if it wasn't shown. Look at the Mara Folda. He explains the question on Reb Yochanan, right across from where we are. Tehikshel Reb Yochanan. Kivan, this sphere lay sins, Reb Yochanan holds. Afagav shalo heralo, ha'avilei heralo. Even if you didn't show him the specific area, it's ki'ilu you did, and it's still called getting paid for the work. Imkein af b'seifa le'asar. So too, in the latter case, right, it's ki'ilu, it was showed, so it should be aser. Di'ilu hayamaralo havi aser, because if it was showed to him, gather me from here the leket, it would be, right, that would be aser, because that would basically, you're working for me. You're giving me leket, but it's mine. That would be aser if he showed him. So even if he didn't show him, it should be ki'ilu, he showed him. So it should be looked at, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as you're paying him for his work, but the leket is always yours. That's aser. That's a problem. You got to have a case where it belongs to the ani, and then the owner is buying it back. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't it a problem? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan would think that's usher. And the only reason he said earlier that it's mutter is kal hikilu b'shvias shimi derabanan. Shvias b'zman hazeh derabanan, and therefore that's why he allowed it in the case of Shemitah, with the money that you're giving as if it's a payment for the work. But otherwise, we would not think so, and it would be a problem. Right? Whether you're getting paid for the work or getting paid for the result reminds us a little bit of the Chafetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim's famous, this is really a famous comment of the Chavetz Chaim, because many Asiyim, this is the Dvar Torah that said, remember in by Asiyim, right? Anu mashkimim, anu mashkimim, anu amelim, ahim amelim, anu amelim akam mishar, amelim amelim akam mishar. What do you mean? Ahim amelim, ahim akam mishar. They don't get schar for the amelus. They don't get schar for what they did. So the Chavetz Chaim says, yeah, if you give somebody a pair of shoes to fix and they spend 5 hours fixing it and they don't fix it in the end, you're not going to pay them. You're not going to pay them. Only if they, the result, only if they give you the shoes that are fixed. By Torah, it's not true. Ono amelum kalam schar for the amelus. We get schar for the job. We don't get schar for finishing the job even. Right? And that's what's discussed here about whether the money is going for the items or not. So again, the two contexts, note, are flipped in terms of application. By Shemitah, we don't want the money to be for the produce. We want it to be for the job. Because then it doesn't have kedusha. Right? By the latter case, we don't want it to be for the job. Because if it's for the job, that means you're just working for me and the leket is mine. Right? So we want it to be for the produce. So it's, the same type of discussion, but it's just flipped in terms of what we kind of are looking for. We want it to be for the produce, or do we want it to be for the job? And again, it depends on the lashon and it depends on the context. But again, that's two lashonos. But again, as we started off in the Mishnah, it's a little tricky to know exactly what the difference is, but you have to look at every case, what Chazal said, what is allowed, and sometimes there's a tzorech, so we're a little more flexible, and that's the halachas of imum. Not so clear, but it's all in the world of Derabbanan anyway, so Chazal said it is okay, we'll allow this. Okay, we'll stop here.